Well, just to finish off this week, interesting discovery which has been published in the journal Nature this week. Gordon Lithgow and his colleagues, they're based at the Buck Institute in America. They've actually discovered that a dye which has been lurking under our noses for a very long time, it's used in pathology laboratories to stain tissue in order to look for what are called beta amyloid deposits. Beta amyloid builds up in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease, for example. It's a pathological protein. They wondered, well, if we've got a dye which binds to it to show where it is, could this dye also be given to something so it would go inside the body and bind to the aggregates and make them less harmful? Because what these aggregates can do is damage brain cells, and they do lead to Alzheimer's type diseases, for example. So they started using this chemical. It's called thioflavin T, THT. And they didn't use mice or humans, but they did use microscopic worms called C. elegans, which are very well understood genetically and anatomically. So they're very good, cheap, easy, reproducible study subjects. They started giving them this dye at low doses, and they found the worms, just healthy worms, lived 80% longer in some cases. And as Gordon Lithgow says, they looked younger and they moved around a lot more, even when they were older. Now, to find out why this was happening, they then started using some genetically modified forms of these worms, which had been programmed to develop a worm equivalent of an Alzheimer's type condition, where they get a paralyzing muscle state. And they found that the levels of paralysis in these worms when they were given this dye was 20% of control animals that didn't have any of this dye. When they went hunting for why this is happening, they found that several things are probably going on. One is that the dye seems to turn on genes in the worm, and they now know what some of those genes are, which make cells better able to defend themselves. Specifically, what that means is that they mean that the proteins in the cells that normally tangle up and misfold themselves to make these beta amyloid deposits, those proteins are much more stable because the cell looks after them better. And also, the dye directly binds to the proteins and stabilizes them itself. So where could this lead us? Well, what they're saying is that as we now understand the chemistry of these dye molecules quite well, if we go looking for other molecules that have a similar chemical nature or structure, there may even be some which are already in the formulary used to treat other conditions, they may well have the same action, and we could therefore have a way of stabilising the proteins in the human body which give rise to diseases like Alzheimer's disease and preventing those diseases progressing using this sort of technology.
Is it likely to have other effects on lifespan as well as just Alzheimer's? Because it appears with the worms that a really huge part of their ageing seems to be this build-up of proteins.
Well, it's not just the build-up of proteins. It's that in all of us, as we get older, proteins do tangle themselves up the wrong way. And this includes making cataracts in your eyes. The reason that the lens in the eye becomes foggy with age is because the crystallines, the proteins that make the matrix of your lens, eventually tangle up the wrong way. And they, instead of letting light go through smoothly, they scatter it all over the place. So this happens sort of commonly in many tissues of the body. And if you can find chemicals that bind to these proteins and help to lock them into the right shape, they find it much harder to form the wrong shape, and therefore you remain viable and healthy in all your tissues for much longer. Well, that's it for the news this week. If you'd like to follow up on any of the items that we've covered, then the references as well as transcripts of those stories are on our website. That's at nakedscientist.com/news.